As you lie yourself back, you can settle down and begin to relax and just make yourself nice and comfortable. You may be sitting in a comfortable chair. You may choose to lie down on a settee or a bed. Wherever you are, you're comfortable and relaxed, and you can notice the weight of your head resting there on the cushion. And you can be aware of your head relaxing on the cushion, knowing that those cushions will fully support the full weight of your head, so you don't have to hold any stress or tension in your shoulders or neck. You can just let your head rest back, nice and relaxed, and let go. And you can relax your shoulders too, because you know that chair will fully support you. It can take your full weight, your full height, every muscle, every fibre of your being, as you just relax back into that chair, fully supported. Because now is the time for you to do nothing. You don't have to be anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You can just lie back and relax. And your mind can drift and dream as you hear all the sounds around you. The sounds from inside, the sounds outside. None of these things need distract or disturb you, as they comfortably remind you that the world is safely still turning. And you can allow yourself a moment to just rest back, relax and let go. You can let go of any tension in your stomach or across your shoulders. Ease off those muscles in your back and down your spine, and along the muscles in your legs, down through your ankles and all the way to your feet, your toes, even your arms and every finger, loosening and relaxing, perfectly at ease, drifting and dreaming with your thoughts as you pay attention to your breathing, a gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. And with every breath you take, and with every word I speak, you can just let go. As you go deeper now, each easy breath relaxing you, calming you, you can be aware of how comfortable and peaceful you are becoming, as your body relaxes and your mind relaxes with it, filling you completely. I would like you to imagine that you are in a sailing boat, all alone, floating on a lake. All around are mountains, their steep sides covered with forests of pine trees, their peaks snow-capped. You have sailed to the very centre of the lake, enjoying the fresh crispness of the air and the scent of the pine forests, carried on the breeze that drives the boat, filling the sails at a gentle but exhilarating pace. The splash and gurgle of the water as the boat cuts through the gentle swell, the creaking of the rigging and the crack of the sails as they fill with each gentle gust of air. You can be aware of how good you feel, alone with your own thoughts, alone with the sounds of nature all around, a calm, natural peace that knows no concerns or troubles. Nothing disturbs that peace. Nothing bothers you at all. Now the wind drops to almost nothing. The sails flap limply as they empty of the wind that drives the boat forward. The surface of the water becomes calm, still, flat as a mill pond. The surface ruffled only now and then by a gentle zephyr. You feel the sun warming your skin, comfortably warm, soothing and relaxing you. The quiet surrounds you now, broken only by the gurgle of water beneath the hull, the faint sounds of birdsong, the occasional splash as a fish rises to take an insect. Calm, peaceful tranquility surrounds you and envelops you. You lie down on a soft cushion on the bottom of the boat, unconcerned at the lack of wind, knowing that the engine is there and in perfect working order when and if required. You look up at the crystal clarity of the blue sky. Small clouds, perfect and white, hang above and around the tops of the mountains, visible from where you are so relaxed and comfortable. The still air carries the sounds of some fishermen casting their lines from the shore, and there the distant tone of a church bell calms you, relaxing you more with each note. High in the sky, a jet trail marks the progress of an airliner, etching its progress towards the far reaches of this wonderful world. And you relax even deeper, feeling within a calm, comfortable heaviness that is so pleasant, so very nice. The boat drifts, rising and falling with the almost non-existent swell. You are looking now at the very tip of the mast as it sways gently. It appears to touch the clear blue sky above. The air is so clean here. You can taste it and you can feel the calm tranquility. Absorb that gentle peace. And you drift too, with thoughts that are pleasant and calming. You breathe in peace and calm with every gentle breath, breathing out anxiety and stress. Here you have time to reflect on those things that have caused you stress. You have time now to assess, carefully and with a clarity never before available to you, the importance and the relevance of so many different things. You realize that you have fallen into a habit of reacting in a manner which has proved stressful for you. You have reacted to stress in the same way that a bull responds to a red rag or to the matador's cape. You resolve now to ignore the red flags and to calmly reflect and decide on the most peaceful and effective way to live your life. Calmly, confidently, in control, knowing that you are in control of you and of your life. Things that are stressful are so because we allow them so to be. And you are now that person who is aware that you do have the choice. You choose to be calm and unaffected by the rush and hurry, to make unhurried and calculated decisions that are the right ones for you and those who are important to you. You can be aware now of the peace, the calm, the confidence that fills you, expanding within you, and you enjoy the stillness, the warmth of the sun, the subtle sounds of nature all around, the sights and the scents that can allow you to be aware of the larger world, the depth of water beneath you, the natural world at peace with itself, as all troubles and cares fade into unimportance, insignificance. You feel so much stronger now, aware that the strength comes from deep within you. It was there all the time, hidden for a time beneath turmoil and stress, but now no longer shrouded with a veil of negativity and lack of confidence. It shines through, and you recognize the strength that is yours and resolve now to use that which is yours to your highest benefit. As the boat drifts, you know that it can be so easy to allow the prevailing winds to take you wherever they will. But in your vessel, you have the power, when winds blow, to tack and to steer, using the winds as you choose to guide which is the right way for you. And you have in reserve, too, that engine, that power which can mean to you that you have complete choice in the way you go. But it can be pleasant to drift, knowing you can choose freedom, calm, confidence. And you will you not? If ever you feel burdened and stressed, you can choose to get into your boat and drift whenever you need to, whenever you want to, using the strength that is yours, and so growing stronger and stronger with every day. It is just like setting out on a journey, knowing that you have prepared well. Everything is packed, passports and tickets are in a safe place, all arrangements have been attended to. Knowing that you can and you will complete your journey easily and without effort, you have all the ability and the capability to do what you want, to make new and good things happen. You tell yourself now, I can, I will, and you feel at ease, comfortable with yourself. What has happened in the past has happened. From these events, you have learned so much. Experiences that will help you to know what is right for you, so you can relax and you can let go of all the negative feelings and emotions, turning things around now and seeing the positive in everything. For you, the glass is always half full, as you refuse to accept that you've been guilty of failure, recognizing with clarity that what you did was to do your very best. And no one can ask more than that. Negative thoughts and emotions have no place at all in your life. They hold you back. They prevent you from being that person that you wish to be, and that you really can be. With every day you have learned more through experience, the best and most effective way of learning that can be. You are the product of all your experiences, all of those events that occurred way back then. You are better for your experiences as you continue to learn more each day about that wonderful ability that you do have to use all learnings in a positive and forward-looking way that tells you, inside your own perfect inner mind, I can, I will. You look back now to those events of your past which have shaped you and made you the person that you are. You take pride now in yourself as you recognize with ever-increasing clarity of thought that you can be selective in those memories that you choose to keep, to place value upon. For is it not true that everything has a value? And for you, that is the value that you alone attribute to it. Those things, those experiences that have no value to you, you reject now in their entirety. You cast them away as over and done with. As you take control of your life, your emotions, things begin to happen the way you want them to happen. Your clarity of thought and your ever-increasing maturity ensure that you have all that you need. An attitude of mind that is positive and forward-looking. As you move forward with your new attitudes, new confidence in your own ability, others around you will notice and recognize that they can draw from you. That strength comes from the knowledge that you can be relied on to act in a positive manner that overcomes difficulties in a calm and ordered manner. And you begin to enjoy being valued. Your contribution to all situations, your opinion sought, as you grow and mature into that person that you want to be. You have all that you need to be successful, and you can be more relaxed and more comfortable in all situations. Positive thinking becomes a habit for you. The habits are created through repetition. The more you employ your positive attitudes of mind, the stronger that habit can grow. You practice being positive and confident, and the strangest thing happens. As you act positively and confidently, then you are seen to be positive, confident. It is as easy as that. Yours is that ability to choose how you wish to see, with maturity and great pride in knowing that you no longer are that person caught in the trap of negative thinking, measuring all things in the light of what might go wrong. For you, there is no failure, for it does not exist, as you recognize that the only measure that you need is that of your own success. Each grain of the success is the foundation upon which all success is built. and this success is now your way, now and in the future. And you choose not to lose the ability that you know is yours to make things happen your way. I can, I will. These words now become an integral part of you, part of that internal harmony and peace of spirit that is now yours, as you choose to take it. And you will take it, will you not? Now, while you ponder on those thoughts, I want to tell you a story. All the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle were scattered in piles across the table. There were many pieces with obscure fittings. To the sad woman, nothing seemed to fit together. She could neither tell what the picture was, nor how to make it. To her, the puzzle seemed impossible. The woman became upset and frustrated. She so much wanted to solve the puzzle. So, she decided to get up and take a break. She rested her body, and then she calmed her mind. Then she realized what she must do to complete the puzzle. She said to herself, "I will look at the picture on the box again. This is what I need to aim to make. If I follow that, I can't go wrong." And the sad woman looked at the picture on the box and was surprised to see that it was of herself, happy and laughing. This was the picture she needed to make. And she realized that all the pieces in front of her were parts of herself. Her hair, her eyes, her nose, her mouth, and her cheeks. All she had to do was to patiently look at the pieces and refer back to the picture of her smiling self. And she would be able to solve the puzzle. The task was actually quite possible, after all. As you leave here today, you go forth into the world, looking forward with a new and determined optimism. For you are armed now with new knowledge and understanding of that person you are. Unique and special. Your real self, confident in your own abilities to be true to those values that really are important, and to recognize what is false and inappropriate. Now, you love and respect yourself for the person that you are, and you will be happy with all that you do have. Yesterday has gone, and with it is gone all the influences that could make it different. Tomorrow is but a myth that we can color with imagination. But today, this very moment, all is real, and for this moment we live. And then, that too is gone, either seized upon and enjoyed, or wasted. You can choose too which reality is yours, and you will you not? And now, you can just let yourself rest back, fully relaxed. Your body at rest, your mind at ease, and just drift into a deep, natural sleep. A satisfying, relaxing, revitalizing sleep. And should you need to wake through the night, you will be calm, your mind at ease. You will deal with the cause of your waking, and then your mind staying calm. You find it easy to return to bed, return to sleep, easily, quickly, calmly, to that deep, natural, relaxing sleep. So, sleep now, as the music gently fades away.